From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. In the current message, Dr. Cairns has begun to deal with the individual elements of the fruit of the Spirit in a message entitled Love, the First Fruit of the Spirit in the Life of the Christian. As we've seen, love is not only first in the list of the fruit of the Spirit, it is the sum of all the others. In producing this virtue, the Holy Spirit reminds us of the love of God for us by pointing us to Calvary, the greatest expression of His love in the sacrifice of His blessed Son. It is as we grasp the reality of the love of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for us, that our hearts well up in gratitude for this incomprehensible love. This comes about only as we maintain constant fellowship with Christ in the Word and in prayer. In this way, the Holy Spirit will begin to help us love as God loves, something that will affect every area in our lives, especially our dealings with others, whether saved or lost. Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Perfection and Preservation. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. What will he do? He will sanctify us wholly. See the previous verse. He will carry on the work of purification till we are perfect in every part. He will preserve our whole spirit and soul and body blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not allow us to fall from grace, nor come under the dominion of sin. What great favors are these! Well may we adore the giver of such unspeakable gifts. Who will do this? The Lord, who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, out of death and sin into eternal life in Christ Jesus. Only He can do this. Such perfection and preservation can only come from the God of all grace. Why will He do it? Because He is faithful. Faithful to His own promise, which is pledged to save the believer. Faithful to His Son, whose reward it is that His people shall be presented to Him faultless. Faithful to the work which He has commenced in us by our effectual calling. It is not their own faithfulness, but the Lord's own faithfulness on which the saints rely.
Save me such confiding, for no
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
with John the Apostle, we say, we love him because he first loved us. You see, once we perceive by the witness of the Spirit his love for us, we're filled with gratitude. Don't you find this again and again in Scripture? The redeemed heart, I will praise the Lord. We were singing this morning from the Psalm 116. I recommend you to go home and look at that psalm most carefully, to pray down it verse by verse. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice at my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Oh, think of that. Gratitude wells up within the heart of the believer. He has delivered mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. He has taken my soul from death. Therefore, we praise him. Bless God, we're filled with gratitude. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And then we're stirred to desire him. Nothing else satisfies. Now let me make this clear to you. There's a strange way we have of perverting blessings into curses. A very strange thing that we all do, all Christians do this. We're stirred to desire Christ. With the psalmist in the 73rd Psalm, 25th verse, we can say, whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. I desire Christ. But every one of us laments. We don't love him enough. We don't love him with the depth and with the passion and with the feeling that we think we ought to have. And therefore we conclude we don't love him at all. But let me tell you, the desire for Christ is love, the fruit of the Spirit. Strange how words change their meaning from generation to generation. And of course, if you don't keep track of the change and understand the words in their proper context, you end up bamboozling yourself, chasing a shadow. You read some of the English writers of the Romantic period speaking about joy, for instance. You try to interpret that as you understand joy today, you'll make no sense of them whatsoever. Because joy to them may have entailed what you call sadness. Joy to them was the yearning as much as the fulfillment. And while that may sound a little strange, certainly when you come to this idea of love and desire, love is seen as much in the yearning, in the desire, even in the confession of its inadequacy, as it is in the fulfillment. Only a Christian could say, there's none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. With the witness of his love within us, we long for his fellowship. We long for that's an evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. Desire for fellowship with Christ. We may feel we can't pray very well, but my, we have to pray. We have to pray. We may feel we don't do very well in the secret place, and yet it's impossible for us not to get back to the secret place. We feel that we don't see Christ clearly enough, but yet we must seek a glimpse of Christ. My, this is the motion of the Spirit within us. This is the fruit of the Spirit. This is how he starts in a Christian. From the very day he's saved, there is that within a Christian that must have Christ. must of Christ, must of His fellowship, and will yield to His service and to His pleasure. The Holy Ghost witnesses of God's love for us and consequently produces in us a love for God. But He'll go further than that even, and He will produce in us a love like God's love. A love like God's love. When the Holy Spirit gives this first fruit to a Christian, that Christian begins to love what God loves. Without going into any depth in that this morning, just let me remind you of the blanket statement: the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. And a Christian in whom there is this fruit of the Spirit will love what God loves. And of course, the other side of that will hate what God hates. A Christian will love those whom God loves. Whom does God love? Well, He loves His people. Jesus said, this is how men will know that you're My disciples. This is how men will know that you're saved, that you have loved one for another. Christians who say they love God and hate the saints are living in a delusion. It's impossible. How can you love God whom you haven't seen if you hate your brother whom you have seen? It's the language and logic of Scripture. God loves His people. Oh, that we would keep this in mind. Christians are not the easiest people to deal with many a time. They're far from perfect. But then, dare I say it, so are you. And if you're going to go through life doing nothing more than fault finding with God's people, and because they don't dot every I and cross every T of yours, and they're not in perfect lockstep with you and everything that you think, say, or whatever, therefore you are not going to have much to do with them. You're just going to distance yourself from them all the time. Let me tell you, there's something radically wrong. God loves these people. And if you love God, you should love them too. It's very clear. And God loves sinners. He loves sinners. I've spoken of His electing love. But never let your doctrine of the sovereignty of God give you a diminished view of the bigness of the heart of God to a world of sinners. He loves the ungodly. How and why, we couldn't tell. But He loves sinners. How come that we who love Him can despise sinners? Pharisaically turn up our nose and walk the other side of the street and let them go to hell without a second thought. The fruit of the Spirit is love. We will love those whom God loves. Dare I go so far as to say we will love how God loves? Basically, God loves redemptively. Now, we can't save souls, but we will never understand this. We will never satisfy our consciences or our God simply by saying, well, we love people. We give soup to the hungry. We give clothes to the needy. Sure, the Lord does those things too, so those are fair expressions of love to a degree. But God does those things in order to bring people to Christ. The church, you know, the Church of Christ has got itself into all sorts of the most needless, crazy, divisive disputes. One of those disputes in your generation and mine has been among evangelicals and liberals. Don't misunderstand me now. It's only in one area I'm talking about where it's needless. On the Bible, it's needed, for liberals aren't Christians. They need to be saved. So don't misunderstand me. But for some reason or other, the liberals ran away with the notion that it's the duty of the church to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to educate the illiterate. That it's the duty of the church to take its stand against tyranny and injustice. And on the other hand, the fundamentalists, the reformed, the evangelicals drew within themselves and they said, no, that's political. We're here sea of souls. Let me tell you, if ever there was a revisionism in history, that's it. It was not liberals who started feeding the hungry and caring for the sick. It was Bible believers. It was not liberals who gave their lives in a stand against tyranny for the freedom of God's church. It was Bible believers. And even in England and in America, within the last century or century and a half, it was not liberals who established the great philanthropic organizations. It was Bible believers. Why on earth we ever got ourselves into a little box that we made these things opposites, I have no idea. Well, I have an idea, I suppose, but it would take me too far afield to pursue it. William Booth used to say, when he was serving the Lord in the slums of London, it was a waste of time for him to talk to a man about saving his soul and getting to heaven when he had an empty stomach and a naked body, children at home without a bite in the cupboard or any money to buy it. And as somebody who was saved through the Salvation Army, I have a great respect for what William Booth had to say. Oh yes, there is all that. It's all very, very clear in Scripture. The Bible makes it clear that we cannot turn our eyes away from those things. But here's where the liberals have all gone wrong. They have made that the gospel. Now all that matters is look after the orphans, feed the needy, educate the uneducated. That's all that's needed. My friend, if those things are not a means to bring people, those very people, to Christ, they become a perversion of the gospel of Christ. The love of the Spirit is a redemptive love. We love how God loved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.